This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters, and we send peace, salutations, mercy and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My beloved brothers in Islam, first and foremost, as always, we try to remind ourselves to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the piety, for taqwa, for the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always keep a believer close and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is indeed the success that we all are looking for. My brothers in Islam, the topic of today's khutbah is a very powerful reminder. It is a topic that is very reflective in a way that reminds us how important it is for us to take care of that organ. The topic of today's khutbah is soundness of heart. Our heart, my brothers in Islam, is of high importance. When we study the glorious Quran and the Sunnah, we get to know how important it is to take care of our heart. The heart that beats 70 times in a minute, it pumps the blood 60 to 90 times or milliliter in a minute. It moves from 5 to 7 liters of blood out of our heart, which means about 7,600 liters in a day. An average heartbeat of a person is about 2.5 billion times that it beats, which pumps about 200 million liters of blood. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created this heart. And He wants us to take care of this heart. For indeed, Allah azza wa jal, He said, on that day, your man and your children will not be of any benefit. Illa man atallahu biqalbin saleem. Except the one who comes with a sound heart, with a pure heart, with a righteous heart, which is the sound heart. On that day, my brothers in Islam, remember, no wealth, no children, no one and nothing what we possess in this world will come and rescue you. It is your heart, the sound heart, the beautiful and a powerful and a pure heart that will rescue. The hearts are of three types, as the ulama describe. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said there are three types of hearts. The first heart is the healthy heart. The first heart is the healthy heart. What is the healthy heart? The heart which has the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which consists the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has the belongingness with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is longing to do what Allah commands, which stops himself from that which Allah is pleased with, is displeased with. That is the healthy heart. That is the healthy heart which Allah talks about as qalbun saleem. This is the beautiful and a healthy heart. This is the healthy heart that everyone should work on. And this is something between you and your heart. There is no one else, no interference, no second party that should do anything to you. It is you and your heart to make an effort every single time how to make your heart as a healthy heart. And that is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah, He taught us this dua, to ask this dua continuously and consistently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. O our Lord, let not what? Our hearts deviate from that after you have guided us. And you are the giver without account. Our heart, my brothers, in Islam, it is the most important thing. And that is the reason Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also taught us this dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O changer of the hearts, or the one who controls our hearts. Allah is the one who controls our hearts. He can flip it any moment He wills. So we are asking, we are told to ask Allah, O controller of our hearts, keep our hearts steadfast, be on our hearts on your deen, on your Islam, on the haq, on the truth. And then you have this, my brothers, the beautiful fruits that you actually gain out of this healthy heart is amazing. Love spreads from your heart. Decisions that you take, it comes from your heart. So when you have, or when you carry a healthy heart in your body, love, it flows. Good that you do as a decision, it works out. Everything that you see as a mercy, you become forgiving. In today's time, my brothers, we're living in a very strange time. Subhanallah. Our heart is attached with something which is going to finish. Or our heart is carrying envy, jealousy, hatred, intolerance, lack of forgiveness. These are the killers of our heart. These are the things that kills our heart. So any moment you feel that you do not want to forgive your own brother, think about it. Think about it, that you are at war every single moment of your life. You're battling with your heart to make it a healthy heart, a good heart, a sound heart. Whenever you think that you do not want to do any mercy or have mercy on people, on your spouse, or you do not want to forgive, When you do not want to be tolerant, think about it. That are not the qualities of a healthy heart. A healthy heart always gives the fruits of love, mercy, forgiveness, tolerance, beauty, attraction. And these are the things that we need it for dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. And that is the heart that Allah loves the most. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, faith, iman, and envy, hasad, it doesn't sit together. What are the causes of disputes? If we look at and analyze in the world today, what are the causes of fights? What are the causes of breaking up of the relationships? Is it maal? Is it wealth? Is it that hasad factor? Is it that envy factor? Yes, it is. And that is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah wants us to attain a healthy heart. This healthy heart, it discards evil of all kinds. It discards envy. It discards anger. Anything that has to do to displease Allah, it discards. That is the beauty of healthy heart. It protects your heart with righteousness, with goodness, with soundness, with that beauty that is required to be successful in this world and the hereafter. The second type of heart is the dead heart. It is exactly the opposite of the healthy heart. This dead heart does not have any faith in Allah. No iman, no space for good. It only has hatred, unforgivable nature, no actions whatsoever that are required to be a healthy heart. So this is a dead heart. It doesn't have any place for the love of Allah and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from having that heart. The third type of heart, my brothers in Islam, is a sick heart. This sick heart, the situation of it is sometimes it goes to the level or the direction of a healthy heart. But the other moment, it goes to the direction of a dead heart. So it always goes here and there. And that is the situation of many of us today. That it goes either on this side, when we have good environment, when we are with righteous people, we feel good and our heart becomes sound. But when we shift ourselves, then it becomes dead. It doesn't have that quality of forgiving. It loses the element of mercy. And that's the caution that we have to take from ourselves. The moment it goes towards that dead heart, we have to have a red signal. That is the caution that we have to give to ourselves. And that is the way that we resist ourselves. And striving towards this sick heart, inshallah, can become to a level of a healthy heart. And that is the struggle from birth till death. That is the struggle which has the reward. And that is the reward of a sound heart, al-Jannah. How to achieve this soundness of heart in few pointers as mentioned in this khutbah, my brothers, and in Islam, it is important that we have the love of Allah as the priority. Wallahi, my brothers, there is no other way. There is no other way that our heart becomes sound without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason we always need to work on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say love of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, it means that we do what is pleases to Allah and we stop what displeases to Allah. This is the result or the outcome of the love of Allah. If you and me claim that I love Allah and I do not do things which pleases to Allah, then I need to check back the weight of my love for Allah. Is it true or false? And that is a struggle that we need to do continuously. And that is what Allah knows. He knows that we struggle. It's very challenging. We know, and that is the result. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Hujurat that the righteousness of the heart are being tested and they will be given the reward, Al-Jannah. And forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love of Allah is the first thing. Secondly, prayer, my brothers. If we want to have a sound heart, a healthy heart, we need to be consistent in our prayers. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, and regard this as a comfort in life. Arihna biha ya Bilal. Give us comfort. That peace factor comes in salah. It becomes sound. Our heart becomes sound. Number three, song, fasting. Every Mondays or Thursdays, or Ayyam al-Beed, there are 3 days in a month. This fasting, it takes you closer to Allah. The one who takes us closer to Allah, it gives us sound heart. Number four, zakah or charity. A person's closest thing in this world, apart from the relation, is maal, is wealth. If you pay that out for Allah, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Tawbah, that Allah will purify you with that what you spend, and it increases. That's the beauty. When you spend for Allah, you don't lose it, you gain it. On top of it, it purifies you. So these are the elements that we need to have, and the most important thing with which I would like to end this khutbah, inshallah, my brothers in Islam, the hadith narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man from Ansar, he comes, and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, huwa min al-jannah. He is the inhabitant, he is from Jannah. The first day he did the same, and the same man came. The second day that man enters and the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he is from Jannah. The third day, the same man came, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he is from Jannah. The Sahaba, they had one desire to live, and that is Jannah. So Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he followed that man. That man from Ansar, he said, what do you do? What do you do that the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, continuously for the 3 consecutive days, he said, he is from Jannah, he is from Jannah, he is from Jannah. What is that special thing that you do? I would like to know so that I can be of that person who gets into Jannah. And he spends 3 nights with that Sahabi, with that person of Ansar. He spends 3 nights and he sees no special deed. No special deed. Whatever the Sahaba did, he does the same. So he asked, what do you do as a special thing? I don't find anything, you know, unnatural or very big thing that you do that the Prophet ﷺ told you that you are from Jannah. He said, whenever I sleep with a heart envy free. No jealousy, no bad feelings. No grudges, no ill feelings in my heart. I purified my heart and I sleep. And that made that Sahabi a Jannati. That is the need of today, my brothers in Islam. We need to take care of our heart to make it a healthy heart, a sound heart, so that inshallah, with the will and the mercy of Allah, we may gain Al-Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.